Well, it's that time of the week. Good afternoon. Amanda McCreed here with Sally Lucas to talk all things travel.
Hi, Amanda. Nice to see you again.
You too.
After a little breakaway last week.
I know. Where are we off to today?
Well, we've been travelling along the areas of moving a little bit outside the square of places to go somewhere different, mm-hmm. you know, and also supporting other communities that probably don't get as much tourism. We know so many are overcrowded now with tourism, so I think it's nice to go and visit some of these other areas you may not have contemplated. So I think, yeah, we'll go down that line, and there's a few other little bits and pieces of news regarding airline update and a passport update for entry into the United Arab Emirates.
We're talking about Antarctica.
We are, which is this wonderful, wild and wonderful frozen continent, driest, windiest, coldest on the planet. Everyone said when I went there, my God, you hate the cold. But oh my God, when you go there, it is just blows you away. It is, you just feel humbled and you feel very special to be there. And Hurtigruten have got, keeping Mark happy again, keep a number of lovely projects they've got going down there. And the good thing about Hurtigruten, and not just Hurtigruten, but a lot of the smaller expedition cruise companies now, a lot of it goes back into projects and helping conserve, which is really a great thing. So the leopard seal project, for example, is one of it, because apparently it's the Antarctic's least understood animal. And so there's a lot of research being put into finding out a lot about the leopard seal, which you see quite often down there. The other thing that blew me away when I just started researching, and as I said, I've been to the Antarctic, but I hadn't been to the Falkland Islands. And my husband has always wanted to go back and do South Georgia and the Falkland Islands. And I always think of the Falkland Islands as just this little small group of islands off from the bottom of Argentina. 778 islands make up the Falklands.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Well, there's a good trivia question.
Isn't it? Keep that one in mind if someone throws it in there, you'll know. And I would never have thought that, because you look at a map and it looks just tiny, but obviously a lot of them are uninhabited and small, but even so, you know, 778 islands. But yeah, so you can go on these beautiful cruises down the Antarctic. There are shorter ones, there are longer ones. I mean, we did the shorter version, which just does the Antarctic Peninsula out of Ushuaia. But you go to Deception Island, which is wonderful, which still, it's a caldera, it's an old volcano, and it's got the black sand beach there, which is totally different. But when you go down the Lemaire Channel, it's protected waters, this narrow channel, which is usually as still as a lake, and it's usually just full of ice flows, and you don't think you're going to be able to, the vessel's going to be able to push its way through. It looks like just a never-ending flow of ice, but the vision is just so spectacular. So there's a range of itineraries you can do down there, expedition itineraries, as I said, starting with just the highlights of Antarctica in 12 days, but going right up to 23 days, which does Antarctica in depth, the Falkland, and, of course, South Georgia, which a lot of people want to do because of Shackleton and the expedition, etc.
That'd be fascinating.
Which is why my husband wants to do it as well. So, yeah, look, there's, as I said, a lot of these vessels now are doing wonderful things down there, and all, even their vessels are more eco-friendly as well with, you know, they don't have anchors that drag the floor, they have hovering anchors, and there's all sorts of things that is wonderful with the new, you know, the engineering now that they can build these ships or smaller ships that are also much kinder on the environment. Because you always worry about that, or I do, that if we've got so many vessels or people, you know, what are we doing to that environment? Mm. But when you go ashore, they make sure that you absolutely take nothing with you, not even allowed to take a tissue, nothing.
You can take a camera, can't you?
Oh, yeah, your camera, but you know what I mean, but not, you yeah. can't take anything in your pockets, or you've got to be totally devoid of anything like that. You could probably take a hanky because you wouldn't throw it away, but they're worried about things that you could be disposed of, which will spoil the whole ecosystem of Antarctica. So it's a very special place, and to me, you still should feel very privileged when you go there. Now, there is a voyage coming up if you're into an Australian artist called Mark Seymour from Hunters and Collectors, and we're just talking about some of the songs we knew.
Holy Grail.
What's the other one? Put Your Arms Around Me. Or
yes, Throw Your Arms Around Me.
But he's going on one with Chimu Adventures until December 2026, an 11-day Antarctic peninsula. But if you're into his band, the Hunters and Collectors, but also he had lots of solo albums, he's going to be on board as an entertainer, as well as doing this wonderful expedition voyage. So that's something to keep in mind if you're interested for December 2026. And Antarctica does book out that far ahead. So don't think I'm saying, we can wait till next year to book it. No. If you're
interested, these
are smaller vessels, remember, too. We're not talking about cruise vessels that take a couple of thousand. We're talking about vessels that take a couple of hundred. So you do need to get in early if you want to take advantage of that. But whether you go on that vessel or any vessel to Antarctica, you're going to have trip of a lifetime. And the main thing is you can only go when it's summer down there, of course. So you can only go between...
Yeah, because it would freeze over.
Yeah,
and be
November and about March, you know. And if you want to see the chicks, it's probably better to go around January, February when all the chicks have hatched if you want to see all the penguin chicks. But various months, they've got more wildlife than others. But you're still going to see a plethora of wildlife anyway, you know, from penguins to whales to dolphins to... everything.
An amazing experience.
Oh, it is. It is. You just, and even though it was 20 years since I've done it, it's still very vivid in my memory and will always be, you know, very, very special.
What's next, Al?
Just a couple of little updates before we move on to some lovely different style holidays. Emirates have now joined a partnership with Italy's main airways, Alitalia, I'll get my tongue around it, which is really great because it means now with the partnership you can connect to 11 different domestic destinations beyond Rome. Ooh. So, you know, if you want to fly into Florence, Catania, Genoa, Naples, Palermo, and a hell of a lot more. So that is really good if you're wanting to go into other parts of Europe because Alitalia has quite a wide network, not just within Italy but in that, you know, southern part of Europe. And also for the moment, and so I know we're halfway through February, can you believe it? Three quarters away from February. We've only got a week to go. But just for the rest of this month, Emirates are also offering a free hotel stay for any new bookings you make for the month of February. Singapore Airlines, they have now what they call a light fare, but it's non-changeable. So if you book on one of these light fares, just be very careful that you're aware of that because they're not refundable. So you've got to be sure that you're going on those dates and you don't want to change it. You do get 25 kilos checked in baggage allowance, but you don't get any complimentary seat selection, so you'll have to pay. But then a lot of the airlines are charging now anyway. And you can't be upgraded if you're a Chris Flyer, which is their frequent flyer program, you can't opt for an upgrade. And non-refundable and non-changeable, but you will get a cheaper fare. But so long as you know your exact dates and you know you're not going to be changing them, we'll take advantage of that. Now, United Arab Emirates, these days, of course, we can be a he, a she, a they, or whatever, but they do not accept any guests with single names to enter the United Arab Emirates.
What do you mean, with single names?
You might call yourself...
Oh, like Madonna?
Like whatever. You know, it's got to be your full name as per passport. If you've changed your gender or whatever, and also they only accept people who are specified as male or female. They don't accept anyone that's binary or non-binary, all that sort of thing. So just to let people know that because you don't want to be getting there and be told, no, you're gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so just keep that in mind. Now, here are some lovely little things we can think about doing anyway. As I said to you, we're looking at things that are a little bit different. So these are some wonderful cruises, actually, with National Geographic and Lindblad Expeditions, all expedition-style cruising. So, again, no casinos, no nightclub discos. It's all about the destination. And you also have wonderful guests on board who are going to interpret where you're going and give you lectures and et cetera, et cetera. So you're getting all that information. So there's a lovely one doing the Panama Canal and the Darien Jungle. That's 8 days, and that really is embarking on Central America, where you will just connect with the most amazing wildlife and culture, and of course the famed modern engineering marvel of the Panama Canal. And I guess not many of us have probably been through the Panama Canal.
No.
You know, when you think about it, I mean, the old days when everyone went by ship, you either went by the Suez one way and the Panama the other, so you could do a round world voyage. Then, of course, the Suez, they had the war and that was blocked for a long time, and so you could only go via the Panama. But that's when air travel started to take on because not everyone had the time. The Panama was a longer route than the Suez to get to the UK. So it was really interesting how it caused air travel to increase because of what happened in the Suez Canal. But you're going to UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Look, you're going to see monkeys, iguanas, tropical birds, pristine rainforest. You're going to just see everything, just something that's really, really different. You can sail the Greek Isles as well aboard this wonderful vessel called Sea Cloud. Now, they're absolutely stunning. They just sail with the power of wind. They're just beautiful. Okay, and you can just cruise around all those iconic landmarks and gems of the Greek islands. So these are all little 8-day itineraries that you could tack on to something else, you know, that you were doing. Voyage to the Great Bear Rainforest. So
Ooh,
how about that?
Sounds interesting.
Now, that's exploring the northern coast of British Columbia. of course, where all those wonderful big bears are. And yes, you get immersed again in that beautiful natural beauty of that area of wildlife on land and sea, because at sea you're going to see orcas, which they're famous for in that area, sea lions, your grizzly bears, golden eagles, and you'll be going through glacier cut fjords and beautiful granite peaks, moss draped forests, just wonderful. The Galapagos, well, you all know I've just recently been there, and again, you can do that on a catamaran, which we did, which is wonderful, with only 16 guests, which is just fantastic. You're just living the David Attenborough documentary when you're there. It's just another world. Just another world. So there's so much out there you can do that's out of the norm and takes you away from the tourist traps, if I can call them that, but the busy places that you might not want to be. And also there's a lovely another one, if you wanted to be a little romantic with your partner, maybe it's a late Valentine's Day present or something, is the romantic Rhone with Paris. So you get 4 nights in Paris and a 6-night river cruise along the River Rhone, and you go to Monet's Garden in Giverny, and you actually go to a Paul Bocuse famous restaurant for lunch. So the inclusions in this itinerary are just delightful. And there's a departure in September this year. It's just 11 days, so you might like to consider that. And don't forget our own Kimberley Coast, another beautiful part of our world here, but also the world in general. And there's always gorgeous departures going there. I again recommend you go at the end of the wet, so you see all the waterfalls pounding. So if you go in the dry, you're going to miss that. Just keep that in mind. Even though people like to go in the dry because of the weather being less hot, you go just after the wet, April, May, and hopefully they should still be thundering. You're just going to see incredible waterfalls, and it's just so beautiful at that time of year.
Oh, beautiful.
So much out there you can do that you can, you know, put a pin somewhere on the map and just say, I'm going to go there this time.
It's hot deals time.
It is, and there's always some out there. Now, we were talking earlier about this lovely romantic Rhone and Paris trip. So it's for 25th of September this year, and at the moment they've got a savings of that of $500 per person. So as long as it's available until sold out, you can have that. And also on the Kimberley one I was talking about, again, there's a departure for the 25th of July, which has still got some limited vacancies, and you can save up to $2,500 per person on that. So just jump in. Bunnik Tours, they've got an incredible saving for Japan for this year on their Japan Discovery itinerary. It's a 14-day adventure. All departures are guaranteed, but again, there's limited spots remaining, and you can get an exclusive $1,000 per person savings on that tour. So keep that one in mind. Colette, they have tours worldwide. They've got a sale, but it also ends on the 28th of February, saving of up to 15% on a whole range of their tours worldwide. So no matter where you want to go, but yep, you've only got till the end of the month. Top Deck, they have these incredible holidays.
I like Top Deck. I went on the Top Deck tour when I was young.
Oh, when you're younger. You're still young.
Well, aren't they like Contiki? Because you can you've got to be like under 35, is that correct?
Yeah, so they've got what they call sink and swim. Sail and swim. No, I don't want you to sink and swim. They call them sail and swim trips, but they're all beautiful cruising type holidays, you know, around all sorts of areas. This ends on the 11th of March, and honestly, they've got lots of different savings depending on which one you're going, like Croatia, Turkey, the Greek Islands, Spain and Portugal, Bali and the Gili Isles, and so on and so on. So southern Thailand, so a whole range.
So much fun.
Oh, so much fun. So keep an eye on that one.
Especially if you're going to get up to shenanigans.
Now, who does that?
Not me anymore.
No, not me either. I think the shenanigans are gone.
Yep.
Now, AAT Kings, which is our Australian company here that operates lots of wonderful itineraries throughout Australia, have got an up to $1,800 air credit per couple on selected tours of the Outback, so keep that in mind, going into the Territory, etc., and that ends on the 17th of April. The GAN, that wonderful train, the GAN, so long as you book 6 months in advance with them, you get incredible savings, so just keep that in mind, and they honestly book out more than 6 months in advance anyway, so you'd really need to be booking probably 12 months in advance unless you fluke a cancellation. But they've got savings of up to $1,400 per couple on a Darwin to Adelaide 4-day run, or up to $1,170 per couple on another one that does a couple of stops along the way. So it gives you a couple of nights in Alice Springs where you get out to Kings Canyon, out to Uluru and Cutajuta, etc. So keep that in mind, but you do need to book early on that. You really, really do. And there you go. I mean,
I don't think you've given us enough.
Isn't that enough?
We need more hot deals.
We need more hot deals. I'll confuse you if I do that.
You see the big pile of papers on the desk here.
I can't go without my papers.
So many hot deals. Well, thank you, Sally.
Thanks again.
We'll catch you again
next
Talking
week.
Travel. Yes.
With you again next
with
week.
With me again. With me all the time. Unless
all the time now. Happens. Unless something that. Oh, that's yes, great. Yes. All right. Look forward to it.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.